Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me. So I kind of threw my hat in the ring. Last March was when I really decided that I wanted to run for city council. I'm a lifelong resident. I had the opportunity to work for the Heber Chamber of Commerce. And so I've been around the city council for the last 8 years and really have worked with them, sat through a lot of meetings, done a lot of volunteerism within our community. But I really felt like, you know, now is the time that some really hard decisions need to be made, and I want to be part of those decision making. Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact you want to serve along with the other candidates, that's a big thing, and to serve for reasons of service.
Yeah. And, you know, my platform, I really have three things that I'm focusing on for my campaign. The first is to guide the growth. The second is to explore appropriate transportation options. And the third is to create a caring community. And so I'd really like to expand on those three things. I think the growth is always what, when I'm talking to people, when I've been campaigning, is the biggest concern. How do we guide the growth so that it doesn't overtake our community? We have a lot of citizens that feel like we're being overtaxed with the growth. We have citizens that feel like they're losing their small town environment. And we know that growth is inevitable. I think the Sorensen Foundation is an example of this. So the Sorensen Foundation owns over 9,000 acres on the East Bench. They've owned that property since 1984. And in 2005, the county gave them development rights for 5,000 homes. There's a master plan in place. They are currently going through the process with Heber City for annexation. And those 5,000 homes will be built. They've already received their development rights. But those are in 40 years. So I've lived in the valley for 40 years, and it's grown a lot since in my lifetime. This is the next growth phase of Heber City. This is how Heber is going to grow and prosper and continue to be a vibrant community. But we have to plan. We have to work roads correctly. We have to work in trails and parks and make sure that the type of housing that we are building is what is going to be beneficial to everyone, not just the people that move in, but the people that are already here. So priority on open space, priority on trails, but I really think with proper planning, we can grow smart and effectively. So that's my first point. The second one is explore appropriate transportation options. We need to maintain the airport, but not expand the airport. We have a legal requirement to make sure that it is a safe environment for those that are using the airport, but also for the homes and the families and the schools that are in that area and throughout the valley. If you sit at a soccer game at the Wasatch High School field, and you see these planes that are coming down, and they're coming over the high school. And how do we make sure that their departures and their landings are safe? And so that's it's really a lot of point of contention, the airport is, because people don't understand the legal ramifications that Heber City will have if we don't maintain a safe airport. So that's my first one, is how do we maintain but not expand the airport so that it is safe? And what is the clear direction for road development, especially the completion of the Heber Valley Parkway? So that is a point that is very hotly debated right now. We need the bypass. We need to open up our main street and allow for economic development. Right now, even as we sit here, we listen to the 500 semis that are going through our main street every day, and we have 32,000 passenger vehicles going on Main Street daily. Uh-huh. And the point of failure, according to UDOT, was 25,000. So we've already hit that point of failure. So it's time. It's time that we build the Heber Valley Parkway to ease the traffic congestion and allow for economic development in our city center. And then the third area that I'm really focusing on, that I'm passionate about, is creating a caring community. How do we do that? How do we preserve that small town feeling even as we grow? And you find, as you're talking to people, that's why they live here, that's why they moved here, that's why they're raising their family here, is there's a sense of well-being here. There's a sense of going into the grocery store and knowing your neighbors and working together to make Heber what it is. And so that's my third point, is how do we create that caring community, and how do we make sure that it's safe for all citizens? I support our local law enforcement. I support public works. I think we need to continue to fund those areas that are most beneficial to our community. Roads, water, sewer, parks, trails. These are all part of Heber City's mission and purpose, and that's why I'm running for Heber City Council.
Well, good, and the caring issue is so reflected in the people who represent us, whether it's you or any number of candidates, the mayor of both mayors of Midway and Heber City. I see a lot of caring there.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of ambition other than what would be normal, but I see the fact that they really care about this area.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, you know, that small town feel, even though we're going to grow, that has to be somehow demonstrated or to the people who are going to be moving in.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden.
And that's part of who we are. I mean, when you talk about a town, it's the people that make the city. It's not the city that make the people. And so I really look forward to an opportunity to serve.
I think by being friendly, the newcomers become friendly, and hopefully that's the case. But anyway, thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about my platforms or my campaign, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Kaler for Heber City, Heber Council. That's Kaler for Heber Council. Or email me at kalerforheberkcouncil@gmail.com.
I'll bet you have a busy website there.
Yeah. We've had a lot of great interaction. I think social media is an opportunity to really discuss the issues and topics with people, and I look forward to open communication.